Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We'll do this in the 7 o'clock hour because I wanted to give Brynn a little time to grab some of these songs. But Beyonce has dropped a surprise album. This is a live album. There is apparently one brand new song on it.
Beyonce put out a live album.
She put out a live album.
Why?
For her fans, Vinny. She put it out for her fans.
Someone out there wants it.
But they just play a backing track for her, right? She doesn't tour with a band, does she?
I have no idea what her setup is. No idea. I wonder if she's like Britney and has, she does a lot of dancing too.
Has like a DJ or something?
Well, just has like, you know, there's the track of her singing along that they can pull down when she's actually singing.
I actually believe she's got a great voice and probably pulls that off just fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought the idea behind a live album was as a band you perform.
I do not know what her deal is.
And you can almost, even though you, especially in a live venue when you're seeing a band live, you the songs sound great to you. They often have to play those very differently than they were done in the studio.
Sure.
Often,
or
like,
they have to add more people onto the stage because,
right,
you know, when the guitar god has done 16 tracks and he's only one dude.
Right. How does he duplicate that?
A lot of times these days, because technology has just smoothed it out to the point where if you see a drummer wearing a headset, he's playing to a click track and they're running tracks, even if it's just some background vocals or some extra guitars or whatever. But because it's so easy to do now, that's what people do. You know, give me a band that's just making it happen with the four of them or however many of them.
Right.
Every time. I like that. I want to see all the warts. Like, give me some, give me, and be able to ad lib. That's the thing. When you're playing with a click track, there's no like, hey, all right, let's, that sounded great. Let's do that again. You know, good job, audience. Let's keep that going. Mm-hmm. No, because you can't.
408 says Beyonce tours with an all-girl band, horns and everything. Really great.
Oh, look at that. Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, well.
Unless they're faking it, too.
You know, those tracks, they work. So we'll listen to some of that in the 8 o'clock, the 7 o'clock hour. We'll do that there.
Which song was new on that album?
I don't know. They're saying that there's one new song on there.
I was just singing one of her songs this morning.
What was it? Which one?
Does she sing Soldier?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sing it.
Oh, Destiny's Child. Is that a Destiny's Child song or is that a...
I think it is a Destiny's Child song.
Sing it. I can't sing it.
Soldier. Yeah.
It was in the Mrs. Car. I got in there and was like, oh, crap. And it's just one of those earworms.
And you let it keep going? You said,
well, I couldn't jump out. She was taking me to get the van.
It's called Survivor. That's why I couldn't find it. Yeah, here it is.
I'm a survivor. Yeah. I'm going to get go.
Is this it?
Yeah. Is it? No.
I don't know.
Seem like
where's
he's
the
good
hook?
Hold on one sec.
Nope, that ain't it.
All right.
Look up Soldier.
I need a soldier. Something about being street.
516 says Beyonce's album is because of the Netflix special about her last tour.
Yeah, they're doing a...
That was with Jay, right?
Jay-Z? Yes, I believe it was.
Let's see.
Where's his name?
Maybe.
Homecoming is a counterpart to the two-hour-plus film, which takes a deep dive into Beyonce's landmark headline performance at the 2018 Coachella performance and features candid footage. So it's specifically about Coachella.
From last year.
Yeah.
And that was her makeup show for being pregnant the year before, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it.
This is the one. Is this Beyonce?
Mm-hmm. Destiny's Child.
There you
that's
go.
That's it.
You know
40
that song?
Cuts on this.
I do know this song. Yeah. I think I played it at Movin' at the time.
Oh. Movin'.
Now.
Moving now. Mm-hmm. Where? What?
Yep.
What's happening now? Anyway, we'll listen to some of that live stuff. I'm sure it sounds amazing. She's the best. French billionaire François-Henri Pinault.
How's he doing?
He is out $113 million. Well, he's not out. He pledged it to the rebuilding of Notre Dame.
He's got plenty
Notre
more,
Dame.
Right?
Yeah, dude is so rich. That is, he's a billionaire. His family is super rich. And he
so he's
also,
born to it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they either own or own shares in a ton of companies. The names that you would recognize, Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Christie's Auction House, Stella McCartney. Just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
He's also Salma Hayek's husband and the father of her daughter, Valentina.
Oh, score.
She
really?
Has got a good one there.
It's not like he's a looker either.
Oh, really?
Mm. Well, who's looking at his face? I'm looking at his wallet.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And it's mighty handsome.
Yeah, but she has to kiss him.
Yeah. She closes her eyes.
Exactly. Boys like to kiss when we do it.
And then all she's seen is the dollar sign.
Right, she closes her eyes and the dollar sign.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, she didn't need to do that. There must be something amazing about him.
I'm sure he's a wonderful man.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you're right.
Sure. I'm into older men. Why not?
The guy who runs Louis Vuitton pledged $233 million. The cosmetics company L'Oreal pledged $113 million. And wow. The $113 million is, that's about 100 euros. 100 million euros. Mm. It's about $113 million. Tim Cook of Apple promised that Apple would pledge an undisclosed amount.
Yes.
So I don't know what they're giving. A French petroleum company named Total also pledged $113 million. They are pushing $1 billion in assistance to get this thing back up. And now they're doing, I was reading this morning where they're
I think we're done then, right? Jesus, how
no
much
idea.
Could this thing cost?
Just so many kajillions of dollars. I think the renovation they were doing right now was going to cost over $500 million.
Yeah.
Just the renovation they were in the middle of.
I would hate to be the guy after the investigation is done that didn't flick the light switch off or
right.
whatever thing, didn't blow the candle out.
It was chilly. I had my space heater on.
Oh.
I know.
Because they're going to figure out what this was.
Right. It's just so, I equate it to the people who burn down you don't mean to start it when you flick your cigarette out the window. Don't do that.
Well, that's reckless behavior,
right?
You know.
Well, I mean, I'm just assuming something happened here. It happened in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
Well,
it wasn't
it
was overnight.
Or towards the end of the day?
It was in the evening hours.
Yeah, seven, like after the shift or something, mm-hmm. like somebody left something that was sparking. Right. But to do that kind of damage to it's a world known, you know, everybody has at least heard the story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame, even if they don't know necessarily that it's a real place. But man, just the tributes to it. And everyone putting up their own pictures of it yesterday all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pushing $1 billion in money that will help to restore it. They're running some kind of contest to redesign the spire,
mm-hmm.
Which is one of the wooden parts. And they actually, I was reading a story this morning, this architect guy was saying, this is actually an incredible opportunity. Like, as horrible as this is and as devastating and as much money as it's going to cost, that place was a quilt, basically. They're saying all different styles. It had been built and rebuilt many times over the years, and this is actually an opportunity to make it the way it was originally supposed to be make it one clear architectural,
because mm-hmm.
it's supposed to be, it's Gothic, right? Isn't that the style?
I'm not sure about that.
So anyway, they're going to hold a contest or
see the contest. They're saying video gamers can really help them out with this kind of design thing.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Just sort of imagine it and, pixelated. So anyway, they're going to put that back together, and rich people are coming up with kajillions of dollars to help.
They're trying to buy their way into sainthood.
Yes, exactly.
Well, if I help repair that church, so surely I'll be welcomed into heaven.
I was reading this story about celebrity IQs this morning. And over the years, you know, occasionally you'll hear, oh, that person is super smart. Or, but I thought some of the names on here were sort of interesting. Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein were said to have IQs of around 160. And I think that, you know, pretty universally people consider them to be geniuses. So,
what's a normal IQ number?
I don't know, 120?
Normal's 120?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Is it 100?
Someone will tell us.
Yeah.
I think it's lower than 120 is normal.
Okay.
Or average is probably
a Yeah, like an average, someone of average intelligence.
An IQ between 90 and 110 is considered average.
Oh.
There you go.
Over 120 is superior. Roughly 68% of the population has an IQ between 85 and 115.
I was going to say 120, you know how to take tests. Mm. You know how to think your way through stuff.
So also allegedly at the 160 mark, people who exist in the world today, Matt Damon.
I've heard that.
Conan O'Brien.
I don't believe they're at 160, but I've heard they're very, Conan, really?
Conan O'Brien.
All right.
And Quentin Tarantino. Mm.
All right.
He is a genius filmmaker for sure. So, it is sort of, because I think of Hawking and Einstein as just being, you know, not just that they were smart, but they sort of had it in them to have these theories that they needed to prove and to, you know, their sort of curiosity and their work was just toward these things that most people would never even consider.
Plenty of people waste their talent.
That is true, Vinny.
There's no, nothing new there. I mean, Matt Damon's wasting that IQ, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's funny to think, though, that his first movie, Good Will Hunting, was about a math genius who was sort of wasting his genius.
Right.
You know? If you're still watching Pats games on Sundays, it's just a waste. So supposedly, Matt Damon, Conan O'Brien, and Quentin Tarantino are all right up there with, the most amazing geniuses of our time. Just below them at 154 IQ points, Alicia Keys and Cindy Crawford.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I've heard that about Cindy Crawford before.
Really?
She has like an engineering degree or something like that.
Hmm. Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. She's not wearing it on her sleeve. I'm not saying she seems stupid or anything, but, you know.
I don't know how far into music theory she goes, but music theory is a thing.
Like, sure.
There are people who are able to, it's almost mathematic.
Oh, it's a language of its own, and
right.
It is mathematic.
Right.
I mean, certainly time signatures involve numbers and counting and math.
I mean, there's a simpler way to be a musician for sure.
Sure,
but if
there's
you
all kinds of ways to cheat.
Go all the way in, you can get really.
Yeah, I mean, even that though, I've never heard her, you know, nerd out on it. She just seems immensely talented.
Mm-hmm.
But she also seems super self-assured and sort of self-possessed. Like when she hosted the Grammys, even some of the promos that she put together for it, it was like she really had a line on how she should be in those. Where Cindy Crawford, smart as she apparently is, I've watched her infomercials and I just think, oh boy, she just doesn't know how to act. Like, she doesn't just...
Really?
Yeah, she's just so awkward all the time. And she was in some movie where
Richard Gere?
Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin?
I think so.
Where she was... I just thought, oh, she just can't...
She pulled off a great Pepsi commercial.
I was thinking the Pepsi one was pretty good.
I don't remember the Pepsi commercial.
She, like, made history. It was like a big... I don't know if it was a Super Bowl one or
and
whatever.
Did
but...
she have to
they
talk
redo
in it?
It? They redid it.
With her daughter, right?
Did see that one. Yeah. That's cute.
I don't know if she talked, but she knew how to drink that Pepsi.
Here's a person I would not have chalked up to a really high IQ. I don't know too much about her dating history, but I do know that Pete Davidson was one of her choices. Kate Beckinsale. They're saying she's got a 152 IQ.
Wow.
Are they still together? I haven't seen anything about them breaking up.
I haven't seen anything recently, but they probably are.
I'm curious where... So these people went and took IQ tests so that
they
could be...
I don't know where this information comes from.
Internationally known. Well, that's what I'm saying.
At the end of that page, is there a source?
Radar.
Oh.
Jessica Alba, 151. David Duchovny, 147.
Mm. I've heard he's smart.
Mm. Meryl Streep is at 143.
All right.
At 140, Shakira, Kesha, Madonna, Claire Danes, and Natalie Portman. Hmm. IQs of 140, which I think 140 is even up in genius territory. It's crazy. Nicole Kidman, they say, has an IQ of 132. James Franco is at 130, which seems low compared to, but that's still exceptional, apparently. So there you go. There's your celebrities who have really high IQs. High IQs. IQ. It's like a Japanese poem about smarts.
People are saying, we've heard this before. Sharon Stone reportedly is 154.
I've heard that.
Someone else says 415. Lisa Kudrow is 154.
Oh, really? That's impossibly brilliant.
Yeah.
It's just so funny to think of, you know, Cindy Crawford as being in the 150s.
Because she's a model? What's the deal?
Yeah, that's why.
Well, she's incredibly blessed physically. It's yeah. It doesn't seem fair,
she
does
really
it?
Does have it all, doesn't she?
I feel like I could be friends with her.
Oh, she's one of your friends. She's one of your...
I feel like I could be friends with her.
Yeah.
I just stare at her. You're so pretty. You're so pretty, Cindy.
Would you want a friend who sat around looking at you all day saying how pretty you were, Yuzette?
Oh, I have friends like that. Sorry.
Oh, then you're...
Okay. I'm kidding.
Are you, though?
Oh, that's funny.
I have this one friend I hang around with that he's constantly saying stuff to me. And a couple weeks ago, I said, you know, I can't hang around with you anymore if you're going to keep saying stuff like that.
Sound like what?
You know,
No, I don't.
He'll stare at my chest and he'll make comments like under his breath. Just looks... And it just got to a point where a couple weeks ago, I was like, dude, I can't hang around with you anymore if you're going to keep doing stuff like that. You know, I'm married. Nothing's ever going to happen. So he's like, what? I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing what? I'm like, cut it out.
And?
Enough out of you. I've heard enough. Stop looking at my bones.
And I have hung out with him a few more times. And
has he been better?
He's been better, but I swear, it's like he can't help himself.
Well, it's you.
No, yeah. It's just, and now I'm finding it like rude. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Well, you have specifically said to him, I'm uncomfortable with that.
Yeah. So.
Then now it's on him.
So you're done.
No, I still like him, and he's incredibly lonely, so.
Oh!
I try to hang out with him.
Well, he's lonely for a reason. You need to help him.
I wonder who this is.
I know, I'm trying to think.
I can't wait to get to commercial.
I know. Well, let's go there right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:38. You can watch this show live. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We've got cameras all over the place. And the guy who runs the whole show, Vonda Wizard.
Vonda Wizard.
Hi, Vaughn.
The Looking Glass at radioalice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you. Here's what's happening. There's a rumor the weather's going to get nice.
I heard that. Hot even.
Yeah. So.
I'm down.
Okay. Me too. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Sharks lost last night. They are in a must-win situation now for the rest of the series, or they're out in the first round. Doesn't look good.
No, but go Sharks.
Right, go Sharks. Okay, so this story's been going on for a while now. Right. A New Jersey woman is facing 4 years in state prison for her role in scamming more than $400,000 from GoFundMe donors.
Oh, yeah.
Claiming to be collecting money for a homeless man in Philly who saved her.
Right.
Caitlin McClure is 29, and she pleaded guilty to one count of theft by deception in the second degree. This was early this week on Monday. in the story that went viral from 2017. It made national headlines. New Jersey resident McClure, that's Caitlin McClure, the lady, ran out of gas and was stranded on I-95 in Philly, and a homeless man, John Bobbitt Jr., supposedly gave her his last $20. He was a homeless man.
It's a very sweet story if it was real.
It was very well crafted. Mm-hmm. Very well done. In fact, they made $400,000 on this man's behalf because here he is, a former vet, I think they were saying, who's down on his luck and had trouble with drugs and can't seem to get himself together, but has a heart of gold and gave this lady in the middle of the night his last $20 so she could get gas and get home. In response to his good deed on social media, they praised him. They built him up. They then put a GoFundMe page together, this woman and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico. The GoFundMe campaign to raise money for the guy did end up raising $400,000. They said, we just want to pay it forward to a good Samaritan, help him get off the streets.
Yeah.
He's also pled guilty. He's facing 5 years of special probation that requires him to enter a drug court program. He'll have to get a job. He'll have to stay clean.
Just save his life.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or
not. Or completely the other way.
Off to jail with you.
Right.
So anyway.
So this has begun then.
Let me just get this part.
And is the boyfriend, I'm sorry, did you say
the boyfriend has yet to be brought up on charges? She has pled, she's pleading her case and also saying through her lawyer, she tried to stop the GoFundMe page, but her boyfriend D'Amico wouldn't let her. Mm. We've indicated throughout, it's my view that Mr. D'Amico is the real agent provocateur in this matter.
Oh, she's trying to pin it on the boyfriend.
Meanwhile, the couple transferred the funds that they generated on GoFundMe to their bank account and bought a BMW, expensive handbags, and went on trips, including two casinos in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Nevada.
And that was, and the guy, the original $20 giver from the story is the one who sort of blew the whistle on this.
Bobbitt,
these guys aren't giving me my money.
Mm-hmm. McClure transferred $25,000 from her bank account to Bobbitt's in 2017. He received a total of $75,000 in the campaign, but felt like, hey,
they got $400,000.
Where's my cut? Mm-hmm. And that's when he blew the lid off their scam.
Mm.
GoFundMe has since made refunds to thousands of people who donated thinking they were helping someone out.
Yeah.
And instead, they gave away money they'd earned.
So GoFundMe covered that, even though these people had spent this money.
I think that was the case,
interesting.
Yes. Now, these people that you speak of, they're supposed to pay it back through community service. We'll see how that works.
Right. Hmm.
But that's the latest, is she's looking at 4 years in prison. And I don't like the whole...
My boyfriend did it.
I don't like that cop-out. I'm sure there's pictures of her with the handbags, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure there's pictures of her at the casino.
Yep.
Behind the wheel of that BMW. Mm-hmm.
Go black! Mm. Oh, well, give me some more of my free money.
Right.
I'll try red this time. Yeah. Go red!
Oh, I should have stuck with black.
Free money, though, you know, that spends fast and easy.
Yeah, it is weird how money that's not really yours just seems to fall like water through your hands. Hmm.
This next story. So anyway, I hope she gets the 4 years, and I hope that other dude gets clean.
Yep, me too.
But...
I'm wishing for it, though.
This Saturday.
Yes.
Well, let me double check my calendar. The 20th. Mm. Thank you.
420.
This Saturday is 420.
Yeah.
Also known as Doobie Weed Day across America.
Doobie Weed Day.
Yeah. Mm. On Saturday, Doobie Weed Day, Carl's Jr. will debut the CBD-infused Rocky Mountain High cheeseburger. Mm. That's right.
Hmm.
It's a doobie weed burger.
Does that mean it has no THC in it? Or is that the name of the thing that gets you high?
Yeah, THC is what gets you high, right?
Right.
And the
CBD is just the cannabinoids.
Right. Yeah. The Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight will be at a location in Denver, Colorado. This is its first try.
Oh.
So it's not going nationwide yet.
All right.
But the CBD burger will be available for $4.20 on 420.
Oh, adorable.
It's a one-day test to see how it goes. The Cheeseburger Delight consists of two beef patties topped with pickled jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, fries, and CBD-infused Santa Fe sauce. You want one of those?
Sure. I'll try that.
Oh, so it's the sauce that is the CBD.
Not the burger.
I was thinking it was the
Me
burger.
Me too, yeah. CBD sauce.
I am hearing from more and more people who take the CBD through a tincture or whatever, like a liquid under the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they say about it?
They like it.
What does it do?
What does it do?
I guess it's a stress reliever.
Mm. It's many things. It helps with inflammation as well, which is super important for people like
Hooman.
Is he taking it?
I don't know, but
he does have some CBD rubs and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the THC, I think maybe he did a little bit of that for sleep.
Yeah.
Before, but I don't know if he's doing that anymore. He probably laid back from it because of his holy ways.
Yeah, he's so holy. Earth and thou.
Mm. While we're on food.
Mm.
The next big food craze after the CBD-infused double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. could be breast milk for adults.
Oh.
How would you like that?
I'm not interested.
I remember a friend of mine who went on this rant while I was trying to eat some cereal about how that's for baby cows, dude. And I'm like, you know, dude, I'm trying to eat some cereal. Shut up.
Yeah.
But later I thought quite a bit about it and was like, that is true. We're kind of stealing, like, you know, baby cow's milk.
Yeah.
From Mama Cow.
Don't worry. She makes so much of it.
I know. I'm not worried, actually. And I had cereal this morning, so there I go, continuing my way.
Cow's milk is just delicious. There's something
about it. But why are we so against...
It's
people
different...
milk when it's actually the stuff that's made for us.
Yeah.
Why do I shriek in horror if some lady was all like, here, have a drink.
This.
I love boobs.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know why. But
why?
Because, frankly, I've tasted it. It's not as good.
Bogue me out.
Not as good?
No, it's not as good as regular milk.
Cow milk, you mean?
Yeah, cow milk. Cow milk is delicious.
I feel like it's fatty.
It's a lot sweeter.
It's really sweet.
It's really thin. Yeah.
You mean human breast milk?
Yeah, it is.
It is sweeter,
it's
and
like
I thought
watery
it was
and
more tasty.
Oh, I didn't like it at all.
I tried it because you know I had to.
But you try everything.
How big a glass did you go for?
Go for a glass.
I went right from the source.
Had a few drips.
Oh, a couple drips.
Just like a little sip, just to make sure like it wasn't.
Don't you think
going
you
bad.
Need to get a big mouthful and swish it
around? I think you do.
Really... Yeah. Even, plus, it's warm too. I like my milk ice cold.
Even I have a weird thing about that.
See,
even I do.
See,
even
you don't eat anything.
What is that in us? Why do we care?
I know.
We should be like, yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of
it's
things
made
we have.
For us.
We have a thing about, you know.
It's human milk for humans.
They were actually, there was a time when they said you shouldn't nurse your kids. That you should be on formula.
I was raised on formula.
Yeah, so was everybody in my husband's family. Five kids, and she didn't breastfeed any of them.
Wow.
Insanity.
No, that's my mom said the same thing.
My
Dr.
mom was
Nadridge
like,
told
I'm
me,
doing it.
And I was like. You didn't read any magazines at that time that may have given you a different opinion on that.
Yeah. Well, it was sort of the prevailing wisdom. It was like breastfeeding was for poor people is what my mother-in-law used to say. She said it was frowned upon. It was what poor people did.
Wow.
And even though they were poor people with their five kids, she was like, formula. My mom was like, give me that. You know, she just... And actually, one of the reasons I was so psyched to breastfeed is my mom was like, there's nothing like it, the bonding, blah, blah, blah. It's really true. It's like you're just so close and you're feeding your baby, you know? It's fun. It's nice.
Well,
and she liked doing it.
Just
her mom
so
was horrified.
Natural and just amazing.
Yeah, it honestly, it is. I'm so not like the earth mama type, but man, I really love nursing my kids right up until they started biting. Mm. As soon as I bled, I was like, well, I guess that's done. You little monster.
Pull that snapping turtle off the thing.
They don't let go. They think it's so funny, too.
Major companies are making a huge bet that the next big food craze is breast milk for adults.
Yeah, it's not.
Dow DuPont
don't do it, guys.
Is estimating it could become a billion-dollar market.
What do you think?
Breast milk contains something called human milk. Oh, God.
Do it.
Oligosaccharide.
Ooh!
Or HMO.
Oh.
It's great for babies because it helps fight infections and inflammation, helps brain development, and gets good bacteria to the colon.
Mm.
They say a synthetic version of HMO that is used in baby formula is just as good as the real thing now. They've gotten really good at it.
Oh, so you can just go formula now.
If we took them as adults, it would help with things like allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, and even keeping our brains young.
Oh, all right. I'm in. Oligosaccharide.
Thank you.
Perfectly, Vinny.
Companies are apparently going to start making it, this fake breast milk, and targeting.
So it's going to be fake.
It's going to be fake. We're not going to have women
lining up.
Right. Wet nurses.
Uh-huh. Right.
Huh.
So we'll see if people will go for it. I think their problem is they've got to hire like a marketing genius.
They really do. Like you, yeah.
To come in and really sell this to the general public.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Can I get these benefits right now by just drinking some formula?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. So, but they're going to make like a prepackaged, instead of just picking up a thing of cow's milk, there'd be like a thing of this HMO milk.
It's like anything else. Marketing, you know. Oh, Dove for men. Well, now I can use Dove too. You know. Mm-hmm. Oh, Secret's only for women. I will
strong enough
use that.
For a man.
Yeah. But, right, but, you know.
Made for a woman.
No thanks.
Secret. And I think that they named it Secret so that guys could secretly use it.
Well, that was their angle. Mm.
I didn't even know that. I just said that randomly, and now it's so obvious.
Yeah, it makes sense. All these years, 50 years, Sarah.
It's part of the, it's all there.
I never even thought twice about it. 650 says, the scene from Game of Thrones is why breastfeeding throws me off. Watching that bratty 9-year-old yell at his mom that he's hungry.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, super creepy.
Yeah. Really
I love creepy. That actress, though. She's like the creepiest woman ever of all time.
I agree.
Yeah. Something about her face, you just go, oh boy, she's evil.
Our text number is 800. So, breast milk, everyone. Drink up. I'll work on it. Maybe that's not the...
Breast milk, drink up. Get back on your mom's boob.
Vinny, 707 says, my boyfriend drank breast milk at Burning Man and it sobered him right up. It's the new big thing.
It sobers you up?
And how do you get it?
I don't know.
Yeah, did you have it, girlfriend? Where'd he get that from?
Yeah.
Are Maybe you mad?
It's the same thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe it's thing that you're talking about.
I have a question for you.
All right.
If your husband comes back from Burning Man next year and says, oh, man, I had the biggest heaping glass of breast milk. It was delicious, and it sobered me right up. Would you be like, who?
Well,
whose breast milk?
No, he said a glass. Who cares whose breast milk it was? It was in a glass.
You don't care.
Actually, even if he took it right from the source, I'd be like, do you love her? Oh, you don't? Okay, fine. Who cares? Yeah, I mean.
You'd let him drink from a lady's boob and you wouldn't care.
Well, I would have questions.
What would be the question? Ask
me. What did it taste like? Was it hot? Was it warm?
It was.
Did you get stirrings? Did you have feelings?
Oh, no. Did you? Well, as long as he doesn't fall in love with her, who cares? Whatever.
So let me ask you this. Would you be mad if you found out that he put his arms around her while he drank from her?
No, I wouldn't be mad.
It wouldn't change anything for you?
I'll tell you something about Burning Man. I realized even before John went, like, remember when Marty the Party, what was that guy's name?
Mm-hmm, Marty the Party.
One Man Party.
Yeah. Marty the One Man Party. When he came back from Burning Man, I went, oh, that's where people just go there and do whatever and go crazy. And you can't really hold them.
No judging.
Yeah, you can't judge them. Right. It's not that you can't hold people responsible, but I'm like, I always tell him every time he goes to Burning Man, I'm like, be safe, have a ball. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So let me ask you this.
Oh, my God. How did it get on this?
Well, I mean, I'm just curious because you're saying it's okay. So what if the lady who feeds him the breast milk, the full glass, heaping glass, instead cuddles him like a baby?
Well, see, to me, that's on her. That's weird. She's cuddling a stranger, a grown man, well, stranger to her breast.
And then he
breast.
Has to go through that, you know, that reborning process.
Oh,
where
does he
go
squeeze
through?
Out through? Yeah. They wrap him up in a carpet, and he has to extricate himself.
Well, no, the price for the price for the breast milk is he has to drink it without his pants on. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not going to tell him.
You're
how
the most lenient wife of all time.
I'm not. I'll tell you something. It sounds like it right now, but I'm really not. It would be. I don't want him to bone anyone.
It's a damn free-for-all at your house.
No, it isn't.
My goodness.
At Burning Man, though, I mean, I'm not going to cramp his style.
707.
Go have your experiences.
Says, nope, I didn't drink it. Then they said, some crazy camp. And then it says, it was in a bag, not a boob.
In a bag.
Nope, I didn't drink it at a camp. It was in a bag.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Hmm.
I don't get it.
So she didn't try it, probably. And it was probably from a bag because somebody needed to pump and dump it.
Right.
You know? Somebody out there had a kid at home being babysat by their mom and
they were
went
drinking
to Burning
bourbon.
Man. And,
right.
Right.
Could Johnny V put his arms around a lady and drink a heaping glass of milk from her and you wouldn't...
No, I'm...
That's a problem.
I have a problem.
Right.
What, that he has a new mommy now?
Yes.
That's because you guys not swingers like you guys are.
You are totally swingers.
Yeah,
don't even try it.
We are not swingers.
Key party.
No key parties, no swinging.
Uh-huh.
No other people in our relationship, but I'm definitely not going to tell that guy what he can and can't do.
Well, I'm going to tell him what he can and can't do.
You're going to tell my guy what he
no,
can?
No, my guy.
Yeah. No,
you
and
do
that's,
whatever you
look,
want with yours.
Absolutely fine. I think you got to give people a long leash. Or they just start tugging it out of your hands. You mm-hmm. know, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love with anybody else. That's all I care about.
I think
I
want to
be his one and only love.
You could get away with drinking through a glory hole, but to be like fully arm wrapped.
A glory hole?
No,
drinking
not a,
through a.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean the girl puts
right.
her boob up to the glory hole?
What are you guys thinking?
Weird. Was
yeah,
thinking
well,
not that.
Well, a typical glory hole.
Glory.
Anyway, my point is the whole arms around, like the snuggling and cuddling thing is.
Mommy.
It feels like that's the line.
What if he wound up having like some incredible experience? Like, John was never breastfed. Like, who am I to say he can't breastfeed some woman? Go ahead.
You're
his wife.
Yeah, but I'm not his owner or he's not mine to command.
Sure about that.
Yeah. I am, actually.
Yeah, I mean, in
I feel
a few
like
minutes.
I command him every day, though.
Yeah, I'm going to mention some food that you like, and you're going to text him at home and go, make us this for dinner.
I say it much nicer than that.
All right.
Can we please have this for dinner?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I don't know, whatever I'm having for dinner tonight.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.